Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart, now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with celebrities and entrepreneurs about their stories in the business world.
I am so excited about our next two presentations. Our next one is Skylar Williamson. He's an experienced real estate agent, I would say so, an investor, keynote speaker, and entrepreneur with a remarkable track record of success in both the military and in business. And his holdings are quite impressive. So welcome, Skylar. Tell us how you did it all.
First off, I should just say that I've been incredibly blessed. You know, I think that we all are given some gifts, and then we're raised first by our parents and then raised by mentors and coaches and leaders. And I just, you know, as I look back over my life, I just thank God because I've been blessed. At every step, I've been blessed. I've been protected. I've been mentored and groomed. And then I was blessed with the gift of motivation. So I'm a hard worker, and I'll get after it. So I'll just say that I've been blessed. Beyond that, it really is about making good decisions. The passage to profit is how many good decisions can you make in a row in pursuit of your profit? And I think that the leaders, and specifically the entrepreneurs that figure that out, they start to spend more time thinking. And when you can think, all of the chaos that you go through in business or personally or whatever it might be, you seek clarity and you take your time to think so that you can respond to situations and not react. The leaders that get themselves in the problems, they're the ones that are reacting. They're reacting to their people. They're reacting to business issues. They're just reacting all day long. And when you're reacting, you're making poor decisions. And when you make poor decisions, those things compound just like good decisions do. And it becomes harder and harder to get yourself out of that issue. When you're in the business of I do it, like I am the business and I do everything, there's a lot to do. But I will say this, there's only one thing that's the top priority in the moment. And within that top priority, there's only one task that's the top task to do in that moment. And to the extent that you can keep yourself focused and doing the things that are most important in sequential order of the importance, you're going to find your success. And then it becomes a game of like managing your resources. And so in the beginning, if you're the business, if it's I do everything, your resource is time and money. And so you've got to manage your time, and that's staying on priority. Your money, you've got to save it, right? Because the only way to grow your business beyond just your own time in it is the money that you use for leverage, right? So the only way to add people is to have money in the bank and be able to afford them, right? The only way to add software for your platform is to have the money in the bank to afford that software there. And so when you're moving from a solo entrepreneur to what I call we do it, a business of people, and you do it together, it goes back to making good decisions, right? Making good decisions with your time and then making good decisions with your money and then understanding where you're going, like understanding your vision and growing your company to a vision in that direction.
So can you talk about a transition that you made from being a solo entrepreneur to somebody with more assistance, more help? How did that transition take place for you?
My very first employee was my executive assistant, who I still had today, 11 years later. And so in the beginning, I was so busy. It was chaotic. But I had a really good idea of where I needed to be. And I read a book written by Dave Ramsey, who gave me a formula for leveraging myself kind of out of a solo to a team. And the way it looked was I need to double my capacity. And to do that, and to double the size of my company, I need to reduce all the things I'm doing to just the 20% that matters the most. And so I broke out a piece of paper and I wrote down everything that I'm doing. What am I doing hourly? What am I doing daily? What am I doing weekly, monthly, quarterly, annually? I wrote it all down. And then I organized it in order of importance. And I drew a line and said, okay, these 20% most important things, that's going to be my new job. I got to go find someone who can do the 80%. And so I went, and that was my first hire, was an executive assistant. I said, hey, look, I need you to act like me. And specifically, I need you to take this 80%. I need you to take it off my plate and do it for me as if you were me while I focus on this 20%, which is really going to grow our business. And so my job became the 20%, and I expanded on that. which brought a whole lot more income into the business. And my assistant, she, out of my email, out of my name, did the 80%, took it off my plate. It still got done. You know, it's important. It's just not as important as these other things. So it still got done. And that was my first employee. And that's how I did it. I literally wrote my list down, drew a line and said, hey, I need somebody that can do this and do it and have it have no ego in it. Do it from my name. So it still looks like I'm doing everything so that we can kind of get this thing to the next step.
Well, that's really brilliant. I think having assistants, we have virtual assistants, because to get the people that really fit your specific needs, you cannot have somebody that's just in your area. You have to look worldwide and find the right assistant.
What people gravitate toward is what's important and I like to do. That's what they gravitate to.
Yeah.
And you got to be really careful not to just do what you like to do in business. That is not the most important thing always. People compliment me all the time. They're like, oh, Skylar, you're so disciplined. Really, all that means is I'm really good at saying no. That's what that means. I say no to all the things that don't matter.
Skylar, are you using AI to help you manage your workload?
Oh, yeah, we use it. We use it daily. It's an incredible resource. And I, you know, listen, you can work with things or you can work against them. Something like AI, you don't want to work against. As soon as it had a version that was workable, I started using it. I've got a peer group where we're all business owners and we chat about it. Like, hey, how are you using it? I'm using it this way. Can we kind of swap tactics? You know, I've read the books. I'm a big reader. I read every single morning and I read to solve problems in my business. So I've read the books on AI and how to leverage it. It is the thing that will level the playing field the fastest. If you've got a deficiency in your education or in your experience, AI will fill that very quickly if you know how to work with it.
Justin, did you have a comment or question?
You mentioned about people just tackling these tasks and getting going and having discipline. What advice could you give to people listening right now to really ignite that fire in them and stay focused and on track?
The quick answer is you have to lead yourself before you ever get to lead a team or lead a business. Your first leadership job is to lead yourself. And I think people skip that. They, you know, parents at home, they wake up and they get right away into leading their kids. People show up to work and they get right away at leading their team. And there is a part where you have to lead yourself first. And, you know, it factors into your energy. It factors into your ability to perform at a higher level. You know, are you making progress? Are you developing your skills and training yourself? I'll tell you how I lead myself first in the morning, but I'm going to tell you first why I do it. I believe you have to be healthy. To be your best performer as a leader, you have to be healthy. And for me, you have to be healthy physically, mentally, and spiritually. To be able to operate in chaos and be a steady leader, you have to have health there. And so to me, just real quick, being mentally strong means that you have a growth mindset and that you're continuously thinking about opportunities to improve yourself. To be healthy physically, I love the way the Stoics talk about this, is in the morning, are you telling your body what it's going to do, or is your body telling you? Is your body saying, oh, snooze and stay in bed a little bit longer? Are you saying, hey, get up, let's go work out, and then after we work out, we're going to put in a 10-hour day, and then after 10 hours, you're going to be super dad, and then after you put your kids to bed, you're going to be an awesome husband. I mean, can your body do that? Is your body an asset or a liability? And then spiritually, are you free of the things of this world? Can you make decisions without the things impacting your decisions? When you wake up in the morning, do you think about what you're going to do for other people? Or do you think about what you're going to get? And all of that, your spiritual health matters in all of that. And so every morning I wake up very early. No one can wake up as early as I do without a good cup of coffee. I read my Bible. I pray. I read business books. I go work out. And then, you know, and I pray one more time, a prayer of gratitude. And then I go wake up. And so, and this is my first opportunity to transfer extraordinary energy to someone else. When I wake my kids up, you know, I always start with my son because he's younger and he's easier than my daughter. My daughter's getting to the age now, it's a little bit harder to wake her up. But I wake my son up and I go, hey, man. He's like, hey, dad. My son thinks it's polite to just repeat back things. I say, hey, I've been missing you, dude. He goes, I've been missing you too, dad. I mean, he just woke up. And I go, do you know how proud I am of you? I just love you so much. And he goes, yeah, I'm proud of you too, dad. And I go, hey, today's going to be an awesome day. And he's like, yeah, I know. All right, let's go. Now in that moment, I woke my son up and I told him that I've been missing him. So he knows his father misses him. He knows his father's proud of him and loves him. And he knows that his day is a choice, and I made the choice for him that he's going to have a great day. And then we bust out of there. So I leave myself in the morning so that I have good mental, physical, and spiritual health. And then I'm intentionally pouring that into everyone that I'm leading all day long. And it's intentional. And I think that if you can do that, then your organization is going to be steady. And the more steady you are, the more capable you are going to be able to make good decisions. And the more good decisions you make, the quicker you get to profit. I mean, that's just, to me, that's as basic as it can be.
We have to wrap up the segment, but I did want to ask you about your book that's coming out, right, called The Steady Leader. And maybe you can tell us a little bit about that.
Yep. I asked myself, you know, what's the gift that I bring the world? And that's that I'm a steady leader. And so what I've done is I wrote a book that every model that I've accumulated and I use to lead myself, lead my team, and lead my business, I just took all those models and I put it in the book. And I just pray that, you know, young leaders out there will read the book and they will implement the models. And if they implement the model, I mean, I wrote down certainty gives confidence. I mean, Justin said that. To me, to solve a chaotic moment, you have to seek clarity. And the quickest way to gain clarity in your thinking is to leverage a model that's already been successful. So I just pray that people grab this book, they implement the models, and they just become steady leaders, and they just blow their organizations up.
I just pray they become parents like you. You should be giving parenting lessons. You should have a podcast every day. This is how you treat your kid.
Pray for my wife. I'm a bit much in the morning.
But Skylar, before we end your segment, could you please spell your first name?
Yeah, it's S-C-H-U-Y-L-E-R. And I tell you what, if people follow me on LinkedIn, I'm the only Skylar Williamson spelled that way in Austin, Texas. If you follow me on LinkedIn, every single morning I read a business book and I post my journal notes from that reading on LinkedIn. And so if you're not a big reader, if you just want to get the good stuff out of the books, you can just read that there.
Great.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, and our studio assistant Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.